Heavenly Father, it is good to give thanks to you, Lord, to sing your praises in the morning, and to declare your loving kindness and faithfulness every night, Lord. We're before you, Lord, with joy this morning, God, that you're meeting with us and bringing us into this place, Lord, to worship you in the beauty of holiness, Lord, to enjoy the fellowship of the saints. God, and just to receive this wonderful, Lord, gift of your love as your countenance shines upon us today. As we open your word, Lord, illuminate our hearts, Lord. Show us the depths and widths and heights and lengths of your love, that we may grow in the knowledge of you, Lord. We praise you, Lord Jesus. You're worthy of all the glory in your mighty name. Amen. Well, good morning, warriors. It's good to see you all here. Thank you for coming. And all of you joining us online and at Calvary Chapel Chino Hills. I know it's early there. Blessings to all of you. It's just a joy to be able to gather. We're coming to the end of our first week, and it's just been a precious week, just coming under the banner of the name of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, his mighty militant name as he's warring on behalf of us. He's just coming to get our hearts. He wants our hearts. He loves us so much. And he wants more of our love. And it's just such a gift in this season to sit in his presence together and just to worship him and open up his word. This morning, our devotional comes out of Zechariah 4, verses 1 through 7. And it talks about where the strength and power of God's work comes from. But the key to what God does in all of the earth, from beginning to end, start to finish, the very first object of all that he does is his glory. And that's what he expects of all who worship him, is to worship him in his glory and for his glory. It's the highest virtue that he has for himself, to magnify himself for his infinite worth, his eternal greatness. So everything that our Lord does is for his glory. All of creation declares his glory. Psalm 19 says that. I'll read that. It says, the heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows his handiwork. Day unto day it utters speech, and night unto night it reveals knowledge. There is no speech nor language where their voice is not heard. Their line has gone out through all the earth, and their words to the ends of the world. All of creation is declaring God's glory. You know, we read in Zechariah 4 that there's this lampstand, and it's being supplied with oil from these two trees. And it's this continuous flow of oil. And Zechariah is seeing this vision from the Lord, and he's wondering because there's no priest attending to the lampstand, as was what Israel was supposed to do. They had priests who were administrating the holy place, where the bread of the presence was, where the altar of incense was, and where the golden lampstands were. And they were to trim the wicks and pour forth the oil. But this beautiful picture in Zechariah 4, we see that they're not being attended by anyone. This is Zechariah 4. Now the angel who talked with me came, and as a man was awakened out of his sleep, he said to me, "What do you see?" So I said, "I'm looking, and there is a lampstand of solid gold and a bowl on top of it. And on the stand, seven lamps with seven pipes to those seven lamps. Two olive trees are by it. One is to the right of the bowl and the other is to the left." And so I answered and spoke to the angel who talked to me and said, "What are these, my Lord?" And the angel who talked to me answered and said, "Do you not know what these are?" And I said, "No, my Lord." So he answered and said to me, "This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? You shall become a plain, and he shall bring forth the capstone with shouts of grace, grace to it." So we see this picture of this lamp that's being supplied with oil. The light never goes out. And it's an encouragement to Zerubbabel that the work that he's being called to do to rebuild the temple would not be the work of his hand. It would be the work of God, by the power of God, by the Spirit of God. And it would be completely the work of God. And so this must have been a great encouragement to him, as it is to us in our day, as we look at the ruins around us, the disaster, the destruction, that from start to finish, the work is the Lord's, and it's for his glory. Zechariah saw a lamp being supplied by oil. And God has raised up a church for his glory that he supplies oil to, so that we shine like lights in the world. 2 Corinthians 4 says this: we do not preach ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your bondservants for Jesus' sake. For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness, who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. So it's God pouring forth his oil into his church, that we shine and reflect the light of Christ. And again, everything that God is doing in his church and for his church is for his glory alone. And he's jealous. He's a jealous God. He's jealous for his honor, for his glory. He will not allow anyone to rob him of the glory that belongs to him alone. Psalm 115:1 says, not to us, God, not to us, O Lord, not to us, but to your name give glory, because of your mercy, because of your truth. Isaiah 42:8 also says, my glory I will not give to another. God's glory is for him alone, and everything he does is for his glory. And so we pray as John did, John 3:30, less of me, God, and more of you. As the church, we're the light of the world. The Lord told us that in Matthew 5:14-16. He said, you are the light of the world. So let your light shine before men, that they may see your works and glorify your Father in heaven. And so as his children, who are the light of the world, we bear a reflective light, the light of Christ. Jesus is the light of the world, and we reflect it. 2 Corinthians 3:18 says, but we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into that same image from glory to glory, just as the Spirit of the Lord. So we reflect that light, we reflect that glory, and how do we do it? Simply abiding. We just abide in Christ and we reflect his light, so that out of us, others will see his infinite perfections. It's not a work that we're doing in ourselves. It's not a work that we can strive to do. Simply abiding in him, just as those lamps just stood and all of the oil flowed right into them and they continued to shine. That's what we need to do as the body of Christ, as his church today. All of our power for the work that God has given us to do, has called us to do within and without, is from the Holy Spirit. Zechariah 4:6. Not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. You know, we've talked about David and Goliath this week. We talked about Joshua before Jericho. It was not by their strength, not by their might. It was by the Spirit that gave them the victory in the battles that they faced. And it's by his Spirit that we as the church are going to triumph over evil in this world and advance his kingdom in this world. You know, it was a great encouragement to Zerubbabel to know that no combined might of men laboring to assist each other. So no matter how many people gathered together, he didn't have to worry about that. Who was going to come and help him? And it wasn't going to be a separate might of one single hero. It wasn't going to be him. None of it was. None of that was part of it. That was this promise the Lord was speaking to him, the encouraging word that God was giving him, that it would not come by the arm of flesh. It would solely be by the work of God alone, by his Spirit, that this rebuilding would take place. And so it's a great comfort to us as the church in our day that this work of advancing the kingdom of God in this world and in the hearts of men needs no assistance of the government. It doesn't need any assistance of any army. It doesn't need any assistance of any human wisdom. It's solely the work of God through his Spirit. And then we read what happens when this work happens. There are shouts of grace, grace to it, because it's all of grace alone. It's God's goodness. It's the riches of his grace that he pours out upon us to accomplish that. But we just need to remember as the church, as the people of God, the moment we go to work without the Spirit of God, we lose power. We need to abide and so allow the Spirit to do his sanctifying work in us. We need to be in the Word of God so that we're getting nourished in the knowledge of Jesus Christ and filled up with power and strength, and then come together in prayer in his presence and be encouraged together. If we do not do the work that God has called us to do with the Holy Spirit, who is our source of all power and strength, we're going to lose our footing in this world. We're going to lose ground. We are not to lean on the arm of flesh. We're to lean utterly upon the Lord. And that's what this season is all about. You know, we've been blessed with the gift of these 21 days to come under the banner of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, to regain that lost power that we've lost in the church, that we've lost in ourselves. He wants to have that intimate time with each of us to strengthen us in his love, to remind us of his love, so that we'll rest in him and not strive in our own strength. So many people are so weary. And God says, come to me, you who are weary and heavy laden, and I'll give you rest. So we need to come to him, take advantage of this season that he's given us to come and find that rest and strength in him, to come back to the place of power and allow his Holy Spirit to do the work that's within us. We need to yield to that gift that God has given us. The Holy Spirit, once you are saved, the Holy Spirit dwells within you. That is the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the power of the resurrection. All that power is available to us. But we need to yield and allow him to do that work, and so allow God's glory to shine through us. So as we spend this first hour of our morning, our mornings are for adoration and praise and worship to the Lord alone. We're going to lift up his name and fill the atmosphere from coast to coast with just praises to our King. He's worthy. And we're going to worship him in the beauty of holiness and glorify his name. And as we do that, I was reminded of a little quote that I have on my desk. It's something George Whitefield said. He said, I pray that I may be very little in my own eyes and not rob my dear master of any part of his glory. And I pray we remember that we're little and that God is great and he deserves all the glory. And we just need to bow down before his infinite majesty and worship him with all of our hearts. So let's pour out our hearts before him and give him the glory and honor and praise that is due his name this morning. Let's go before the Lord. Please feel free to come up and pray up here at the altar. From the mic there, I did just want to remind everyone that we have people all over listening online, and they love to hear your prayers and your praises. So I just encourage you to speak into the microphone so they can hear you, and we can lift up the name of our Lord and magnify him through his word. And in unity with one another. Let's pray. Lord, we are before you with our hearts full of joy, It's by your grace that you prepared for us the way for us to worship you in the beauty of holiness. So, Lord, we just ask you, unite our hearts to yours as we lift up your name in praise. Psalm 145 says, we meditate on the glorious splendor of your majesty and on your wondrous works. All your works shall praise you, O God, and your saints shall bless you. They shall speak of the glory of your kingdom and talk of your power to make known to the sons of men his mighty acts and the glorious majesty of his kingdom. Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures through all generations. O Lord, great are you, Lord, and greatly be to be praised. We lift up your holy name this morning. Be magnified in the praises of your people. Inhabit the praises of your people this morning, Lord Jesus, as we pray. Oh, give thanks to the Lord. Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing psalms to him, and talk of all his wondrous works. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those rejoice who seek the Lord. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face forevermore. Remember his marvelous works which he has done, his wonders and the judgments of his mouth.
Revelation 1, 5 through 8. And from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn from the dead, and the ruler over the kings of the earth, to him who loved us and washed us from our sin in his own blood and made us kings and priests to his God and Father, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Behold, he is coming with clouds, and every eye will see him, even they who pierced him. And all the tribes of the earth will mourn because of him. Even so, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end, says the Lord, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Lord Jesus, we are nothing without you. Lord, we are weak, but you are strong. And I thank you that you even give us the ability to praise you from our mouth, oh God. Your hair, God, is white as wool, white as snow. God, your eyes are like a flame of fire. Your feet were like fine brass, as refined in a furnace, and your voice is the sound of many waters. Father God, we love you. We praise you. We lift you up today in Jesus' name. Amen.
God, you are my God. Early will I seek you. My soul thirsts for you. My flesh longs for you in a dry and thirsty land where there is no water. So I looked for you in the sanctuary to see your power and your glory. Because your loving kindness is better than life, my lips shall praise you. Thus will I bless you while I live. I will lift up my hands to your name. My mouth will praise you with joyful lips. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. For I have said, mercy shall be built up forever. Your faithfulness you will establish the heavens. O sing to the Lord, all the earth. Sing to the Lord and bless his name. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you stars of light. Praise him, you heavens of heavens, and you waters above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded and they were created. He also established them forever and ever. He made a decree which shall not pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures and all the depths. Fire and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind fulfilling his word. Mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars. Beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl. Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the heaven and the earth, and he has exalted the horn of his people. Praise all you saints, the Lord, of the children of Israel, a people near to him, praise the Lord. We bless your name, Lord.
Let the saints be joyful in glory. Let them sing aloud on their beds. Let the high praises of God be in their mouth and a two-edged sword in their hand. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. Sing to the Lord a new song, and his praise from the ends of the earth. Let them give glory to the Lord, and declare his praise in the coastlands. The Lord shall go forth like a mighty man of war. He shall cry out, yes, shall cry out aloud, and he shall prevail against his enemies. I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. With my mouth I will make known your faithfulness to all generations. I will extol you, my God, my King. I will bless your name forever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name. For great are you, Lord, and greatly to be praised.
Revelation 5. And I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written inside and on the back sealed with seven seals. Then I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and to loose its seals?" And no one in heaven or on the earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or look at it. So I wept much, because no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or look at it. But one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has prevailed to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals." And I looked, and behold, in the midst of the throne and of the four living creatures, and in the midst of the elders stood a lamb, as though it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. Then he came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on the throne. Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have been redeemed, and have redeemed us to God by your blood, out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard the voice of many angels around the throne, the living creatures and the elders, and the number of them was 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and riches and wisdom and strength and honor and glory and blessing." And every creature which is in heaven and on the earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, I heard saying, "Blessing and honor and glory and power be to him who sits on the throne, and to the Lamb forever and ever." Then the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the 24 elders fell down and worshiped him who lives forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, that we have victory in you, and we have eternal life, Lord, worshiping you, for you are worthy, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name.
Make a joyful shout to the Lord, all the earth. Sing out the honor of his name. Make his praise glorious. Say to God, how awesome your works. Through the greatness of your power, your enemies shall submit themselves to you. All the earth shall worship you and sing praises to you. They shall sing praises to your name. Come and see the works of God. He is awesome in his doing toward the sons of men. Oh, bless our God, you peoples, and make the voice of his praise to be heard.
Psalms 113. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, you his servants. Praise the name of the Lord. Let the name of the Lord be praised, both now and forevermore. From the rising of the sun to the place where it sets, the name of the Lord is to be praised. The Lord is exalted over the nations, his glory above the heavens. Who is like the Lord our God? The one who sits enthroned on high, who stoops down to look on the heavens and the earth. He raises the poor from the dust, and he lifts the needy from the ash heap. He sets them with princes, with the princes of his people. He settles the childless woman in her home as a happy mother of children. Praise the Lord.
Blessed be the name of God forever and ever, for wisdom and might are his, and he changes the times and the seasons. He removes kings and raises up kings, and gives wisdom to the wise and knowledge to those who have understanding. He reveals deep and hidden things and knows what is in the darkness. Light dwells with him. So I thank you and praise you, O God of my fathers. You are the rock, the ruler, our Savior, the self-sufficient, self-existent, sovereign God, our shelter and stone and strong tower. You are transcendent, omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, immutable, the true witness and unspeakable gift, the wisdom of God and worthy of all our praise. Lord, we declare your name through all the earth. We stand under the banner of Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts, but you are also Elyon, God Most High, Elohim, the mighty creator, El Ra'i, the God who sees me, El Shaddai, God Almighty, Adonai, our Lord and Master, Yahweh, the Lord. You're Jehovah Jireh, the God who provides, and Jehovah Rapha, the one who heals. Jehovah Emkadesh, the God who sanctifies, and Jehovah Nisi, our banner. Lord, you're Jehovah Shema, the one who is there, and Yahweh Shalom, the Lord, our peace. You're Elkanah, the consuming fire. Yahweh Suri, the Lord, our rock. You are Jehovah Ish, our husband. And Migdel Oz, our dwelling place. You are Shofet, the judge, and Yahweh Sidkenu, the Lord, our righteousness. You are our Savior, Redeemer, Deliverer, our strong tower, our shield, our shelter, our refuge. You are our Lord, our Savior, our King. And we magnify your glorious name above all names, Lord Jesus. Bless the Lord, O my soul. O Lord, my God, you are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty, who cover yourself with light as with a garment, who stretch out the heavens like a curtain. You lay the beams of your upper chambers in the waters. You make clouds your chariots. You walk on the wings of the wind and make your angel spirits, your ministers a flame of fire. You who laid the foundations of the earth so it should not be moved forever. You have set a boundary that they should not pass over. You've appointed the moon for seasons and the sun knows it's going down. O Lord, how manifold are your works. In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your possessions. Lord, may the glory of the Lord endure forever. May the Lord rejoice in all his works. I will sing of the Lord to the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. May my meditation be sweet to him. I will be glad in the Lord. We praise your glorious name, Lord. You are worthy. Oh, the depths of the riches, both of the wisdom and knowledge of God. How unsearchable are his judgments and his ways past finding out. For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has become his counselor, or who has first given to him that it should be repaid him? For of him and through him and to him are all things, to whom be glory forever. Amen. I will sing to the Lord, for he has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider he has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and he has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him, my Father's God, and I will exalt him. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy in pieces. In the excellence of your greatness. Who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises and doing wonders? You and your mercy have led forth your people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to your holy habitation. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made. Glory in your holy name. We praise you, Lord. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim the good news of his salvation from day to day. Declare his glory among the nations and his wonders among all peoples. For the Lord is great and greatly to be praised. Give to the Lord, O families of peoples. Give to the Lord glory and strength. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come before him. O worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks to his holy name and triumph in his praise. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting to everlasting. Let God arise. Let his enemies be scattered. Let those also who hate him flee away from him. But let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God. Yes, let them rejoice exceedingly. Sing to God. Sing praises to his name. Extol him who rides on the clouds by his name Yah, and rejoice before him. A father to the fatherless, a defender of the widows, is God in his holy habitation. Lord, you have ascended on high. You have led captivity captive. You have received gifts from among men, even from the rebellious, that the Lord God might dwell there. Blessed be the Lord who daily loads us with benefits, the God of our salvation. Our God is the God of salvation, and to God the Lord belongs escape from death, and to God the Lord belongs all our praise. To God alone belongs all the glory and honor and power and strength of his people. To God alone we worship you, Lord, in the beauty of holiness. We praise you, Lord, for your great name. Lord, we glorify your name, for you have redeemed us from the pit and set our feet upon the rock. Lord, we praise your name, Lord, that we do not walk, Lord, as bottom dwellers anymore. We are seated in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus, Lord. God, we praise your name, Lord, that, Lord, we are under your name, Lord. We are called by your name. We are chosen by you, God. We are your church, your bride. You love us with an everlasting love. You have drawn us with cords of loving kindness and bound us to yourself, Lord, and nothing can separate us from your love. We praise you, Lord. You are glorious and wonderful and marvelous and worthy of our praise. We exalt you, Lord. We extol the wonders and glory of your holy name, Lord Jesus.
And he will swallow up death forever, and the Lord God will wipe away tears from all faces. The rebuke of his people he will take away from all the earth, for the Lord has spoken. And it will be said in that day, behold, this is our God. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is our Lord. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. God, thank you for being our source of joy and salvation, Lord. Thank you for filling us with your Spirit so that we can reflect your joy and gladness to those around us, Lord. That can only come from you. God, I pray that as we continue through our day, that we would just give you glory in all of our actions and everything we do.
To whom then will you liken God? Or what likeness will you compare him? Have you not known? Have you not heard? Has it not been told you from the beginning? Have you not understood from the foundations of the earth? It is he who sits above the circle of the earth, and its inhabitants are like grasshoppers, who stretches out the heavens like a curtain and spreads them out like a tent to dwell in. He brings the princes to nothing. He makes the judges of the earth useless. Scarcely shall they be planted. Scarcely shall they be sown. Scarcely shall they take stock in the earth, when he will blow on them and they will wither, and the whirlwind will take them away like stubble. To whom then will you liken me? Or to whom shall I be equal? Says the Holy One. Lift up your eyes on high and see who has created these things, who brings out their host by number. He calls them all by name, by the greatness of his might and the strength of his power. Not one is missing. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youths shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. O Lord, who can compare to you? No one deserves our worship. You are worthy, Lord, of all of our glory and honor and praise. No one can compare to you. We praise you and glorify your name. Lord Jesus. God be merciful to us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us, that your way may be known in all the earth, your salvation among all nations. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. O let the nations be glad and sing for joy, for you shall judge the people righteously and govern the nations on earth. Let the peoples praise you, O God. Let all the peoples praise you. Then the earth shall yield her increase, and God, our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us, and all the ends of the earth shall fear him. Lord, we magnify your holy and worthy name. We thank you for this sweet hour of prayer where we could lift up the glory and majesty of your wonderful name, Jehovah Sabaoth, the Lord of hosts. May we go out in praise today, covered in your glory, reflecting your light, shining and radiating the beauty of holiness everywhere we go, bringing glory to your holy name. We praise you, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you his peace. I pray you have a blessed day today. Just a reminder, we do not have the 6 p.m. service this evening. That's when the church service will be happening, so please come for that. And there'll be no prayer services tomorrow either for the regularly scheduled church services on Sunday. And so I pray I'll see you today at noon, and then again on Monday morning at 9. God bless you as you go throughout your day.